other yak babies. Sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast no longer sponsored by books on the internet because books betrayed us and now we have to be against them. It's very sad, but that's the way it is. My name is Aaron. I'm here with Dave.
Hey,
Rick.
I just got a facsimile that we've been sponsored by cassette tapes.
Whoa, pretty good. Man, I had a cassette tape of the Back to the Future soundtrack when I was a kid. And Nico. Cool story. International friend Nico is here.
Hello.
Yes, thank you. Get up on that mic. Now, we're talking... Oh, I had a clever intro for this episode. Hold on. Rewind.
Didn't we just do the intro?
This is better.
Oh, great.
Spoiler alert! This is a great episode. So, we're talking about spoilers. Nico, this is a topic that you raised. Why don't you tell us more about it?
Yeah, okay. In the past month, both the Avengers and Game of Thrones, like decade plus long franchises have ended. So there's been no end of this kind of spoiler alert. This podcast is going to be spoiler free, or this podcast is filled with spoilers or whatever the fuck. And on one of them, I was listening to, one of the people was like, I don't understand, like, I don't get this spoiler culture. I don't think it matters if you know the end of one of these franchises. So that's the basic idea. Do you guys think that it matters if you know the end of one of those things? And then the deeper question is, do you think that plot matters in movies, books, etc.?
I'm not, personally, I don't care. Knowing how something's going to end doesn't ruin the experience of it for me. What's important to me is how it's done and if it's done well.
Okay, yeah. So that tends to be kind of what if you're going to say that the end doesn't matter, a common theme seems to be making a distinguishment. I said a word.
Distinction?
Distinction.
Distinction. There it is. Between what happens and how it happens. But I think that how it happens is just the same thing as what happens.
Well, yeah, but for me, it's not, for me, the experience of the ending is what matters and not the surprise of it. But I do think that people, I think it's valid for people not to experience it the same way as me, you know? It's one thing if you're talking about the ending of a book that was written in 1940, you know? But if a movie came out on Friday, I think it's legitimate for people not to want to have someone just come and tell them what happens just because they haven't had a chance to go to the movies yet or whatever. I think people should be able to experience TV and books and movies and whatever else any way that they want, you know? Getting into flame wars on Twitter over spoilers is a little bit much, I think. If you really care that much, just either go watch the movie or stay off Twitter.
I think for us, I think we can discard whether people should or should not care about spoilers, because that's obviously like, you know, what, however you like to watch shit or like read shit, you know, you do you. But personally, like, do you care about spoilers or do you not? And do you care about plot, and where do you draw the line would be my follow-up, because to me plot is an extension of character, because plot, like the things that people do in a story, it show you what their character is,
right?
Making a distinction between like what happens and how it happens, I've never really,
right? But it, I mean, again, it depends on how you want to define it. So if what happens just the car crashes, that's not the same thing as the car crashes and everyone's sad and the character then responds with grief. If we're talking a movie, it's how does the actor pull that off? How does the movie handle it with all the things? Like, there's a lot of factors that go into what happened that I would consider the how it happens. And that's not just from a plotting perspective. That's from an everything perspective. So in a book, it's how does it happen? What are the words that are used to describe it? What sort of space does it take up with what follows after? You know, is there a 20-page epilogue talking about ponies afterwards that's going to change my feeling on the car crash at the, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of factors in there that I would consider the how. What matters to me is I want the what happens to be satisfying from a just a strictly storytelling, like plot and character perspective. But I also, what matters more to me is that it's satisfying and presented in a satisfying way that makes me feel like it concludes the thing that I've been enjoying, whether it's a series of movies or a single book or whatever else for this period of time. Does it feel like the thing ended in a way that is satisfying. I think you cannot like the what happens, but still end up liking the book and the ending because the how it happens is done well. But I'm not sure it works the other way around. I think if the actions are satisfying, but it's done poorly, then that's going to ruin an ending, even if, like, from a plotting perspective, it makes sense and it's a satisfying conclusion just from a like on a bullet list, right? I don't, you guys might not agree with me, but
yeah, maybe. I feel like I'm not sure they're as separate as that. That if the ending makes sense, then to me, part of that is it has to be done in a like a craft way. There has to be attention to like how that's accomplished, right? It can't just be, oh, the numbers add up, but it's like a disaster in terms of how it's implemented. That has to, they think one leads to the other maybe more naturally. To Nico's initial question, like, I do care. It does matter to me. And I, you know, for Avengers, I avoided all spoilers because I wanted to experience the film as it came. And I think that from a, like, a creative standpoint, from a writer standpoint, I would venture to say that most people who are writing something or creating a text of some kind, no matter what it is in terms of narrative, don't expect the audience to know the ending before they get to it, right? I think most people read it or write it with the intention of, like, it will be a surprise or it will be a resolution of some kind, and the author or the audience won't be ahead of them as they write.
But
yeah, or even if it's not necessarily a surprise, it's there.
Yeah,
there
whatever.
Is a,
yeah,
there is, but, yeah, a like range a big of twist, possibilities yeah. open. You know.
But Aaron, how many times did you watch Avengers Endgame?
Twice.
Did you like it less the second time?
No, it was different for sure. But the experience the first time when I didn't know anything, that's a different experience, right?
Right. So part of the experience is wondering what the ending is.
Yeah.
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 And then once you do and you reread something or rewatch something, then yeah.
And that's the experience.
You're looking that gets for different things.
Yeah.
Spoiled.
Do you think if it had been spoiled for you, you would have then not wanted to see it or enjoyed it less on the first view?
I think I would have enjoyed it differently on the first view for sure. I would have had the same experience. So
yeah,
the emotional experience of watching that the first time would it be different the second time? I know it was. I saw it again later when I had seen it already, and I knew the difference between sort of my emotional levels for those moments. Something like Citizen Kane, for instance, where when I saw it for the first time, I knew the ending because it's a very famous ending. I still love that movie, still enjoy it, and still, you know, rewatch it today, but I will never have experienced the first viewing of that movie. I never got a chance to because of the way that culture works. And same goes for The Godfather and like a bunch of like other famous texts that you just read or consume or whatever in whatever form, knowing the ending because you have experienced pop culture as a result of that. So I would love to, you know, go back in time and experience Citizen Kane for the first time and not knowing the outcome. And that's maybe a bad example because the ending of Citizen Kane is like not the most consequential ending ever. But to have that purity would be cool for sure. It doesn't diminish my love of the movie or that text or the author.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that's missing, absolutely.
For an example that I'm currently dealing with, like I talked about on earlier episode, I'm reading through Mr. Miracle and I'm on issue 9 out of 12. And in the episode we ran a few weeks ago about endings, Aaron here talks about the ending of Mr. Miracle. And when I wasn't reading it yet when we first talked about it, so, you know, I listened to what he was saying, but, you know, it didn't stick with
me. You checked out.
Yeah. But now that I'm reading it, when I listened to that episode a few weeks ago when we released it, when he started talking about what happens in the last issue, I skipped ahead because I didn't want to be spoiled. I don't want to know.
Right.
I don't want to know an ending.
Yeah.
I don't think that it has to, like, if I were to learn the ending to Mr. Miracle, I would keep reading. For sure. I mean, it wouldn't like ruin my experience, but I would rather at least the first time through approach it without knowing where it's going.
Yeah.
And being caught off guard, whether or not there's like a big twist or big surprise at the end. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
To me, the way the experience changes it is it almost changes from like you're experiencing something, you know, kind of, and you're suspending your disbelief and you're kind of experiencing it as if you're living it.
Yes.
Anything could happen. The future is unknown, etc. And then if you know the ending, then it becomes a work, you know, and you start looking at the craft and you start looking at how things are going to set up for that ending and how.
Yeah. How like, everything you read is leading you toward that ending.
Yeah. And I also, Brick, you mentioned that you could have it one way, but not the other. But I think it also sucks to have it the other way because the other way is kind of the literary novel version, like the kind of debut literary novel where nothing really happens that's too important to the characters, but they have a lot of feelings and they have a lot of, you know, like they really believe in whatever action, but then it's like, oh, then they went to a cocktail party and like yelled at their ex and whatever. And it's like, that's just not very important. It's kind of like, so we were talking about Anna Karenina off mic a bit earlier, talked about how she famously throws herself in front of a train at the end of that.
Right.
And like how knowing that would potentially affect your reading of it. And I think if she doesn't kill herself, then that's becomes a different book. You know, if she's just like, she just goes out and gets drunk instead and like has a one night stand and like has all the same emotions, but less of an action, then I feel like that affects the character.
Well, it does, but that could easily, as long as the writing, I didn't so much mean the after effects. I mean how it's the craft angle of it, right? You know, if the actions of the character, if the craft is done well, can make anything work.
Well, sure. Right? But I mean, like how many writers are there that can make a book out of very little happening? I would say there's a handful, you know?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. But I mean, that's what I mean. It works one way, but not if the craft of the ending is no good, it doesn't matter really if the plot lines up or not, right? If that book ended with the exact same actions where she jumps in front of a train and then the last words of the book were ha 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 lol, it wouldn't be a good ending, even though the action's the same.
I don't know. It might be kind of a cool actually. Wow, Toso is really ahead of the game.
You know? Or like that I think it's easy. I think the craft can make or break an ending regardless of the actions.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess, I mean, like, yes, if you're talking about a really good writer, but if you're talking about most books. Well,
not necessarily. I mean, even like the last episode of Seinfeld, right? They all end up, it kind of circles back to nothing happens in the last episode of Seinfeld, but that's kind of the point.
Famously detested last episode of Seinfeld.
But I think it's underrated.
That last episode of Seinfeld is actually pretty good, I thought. It's, you know, and there's nothing really special about it, but that's kind of, it's purposeful. And there was no good way to end that show.
I haven't seen it in 20 years, but I remember hating the fuck out of it.
No, it's good. It calls back to the original stuff. It gives all the characters a few last like moments to breathe, and it sort of ends on a more muted.
When it like punishes them, like, yeah, the world has its like say when it's like you can't just be an asshole the rest of your life, right, with no consequences.
Yeah,
but I mean they're also minor consequences, but still.
Still, I mean they're in prison. Yeah, like, it's. You know, and they're trapped. It's like a Sartian, like they're trapped with each other. That's the worst punishment.
Right.
Well, what do you guys think about the ending of like Game of Thrones versus Avengers?
I stopped watching Game of Thrones 2 years ago. I read the ending and I laughed because it sounded exactly as dumb as I thought it would be. I stopped liking that show a while ago. That show got way up to its own ass. And it got so into, I feel like that show got more into the hype of itself than it did with actually being good.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And like it turned into The Walking Dead, where it was just like, nothing's happening, who's going to die? Nothing's happening, who's going to die?
That wasn't really its problem. I think it did get up its own ass, but it really fell apart in the ending. And I think that's the execution was terrible, but also they didn't know the characters well enough. It seemed to me. And so the actions that they took made no sense. Yeah, and it really just kind of fell apart. But I think that's kind of like, and it kind of like Lost. Like, they just kind of lose the handle on the plot, and then it just kind of just collapses completely.
I think with serialized narrative like that, you have to go in with a certain amount of trepidation with the ending. Very few comics end in a way that's really satisfying.
Yeah.
And because it's just hard to land in a long-term narrative like that. It's challenging. Yeah. I didn't watch Game of Thrones, so I don't have much to say there, but I do feel like it's the rarity when those things end in a really intriguing, compelling way.
Yeah, but I mean that, like, Game of Thrones could have been better. Like, could have, it was just so sloppy. Anyway, I guess that's a different conversation.
That's for the throne babies.
Yeah, and things like that become so enmeshed in pop culture are almost this. You know, the same thing happened with The Sopranos 10 years ago or whenever that ended.
Yeah.
When the thing, usually it's a TV show, but it could be a movie or whatever else, becomes water cooler talk.
Yeah,
it never is going to make everyone happy. And then it's really like, how do you evaluate that?
Well, it's Game of Thrones was. I'll tell you one thing. If you haven't seen the last season, that it's not too big of a spoiler, but it really shows you how sloppy they got. So they had the Dothraki somehow from the first season when Daenerys was kidnapped and raped by the Dothraki, and so then they had the Dothraki like attack the zombies in the battle against the zombies, and they set all of their swords on fire. And then they had the shot from up on the hill of all of the swords going out as they went into the line of the zombies. And in the like behind the scenes part of that episode, the two creator guys specifically said that is the end of the Dothraki. Like that's what we're watching there. And it became clear, like, there was no reason for them to do that. You know, there's no tactical reason. It's incredibly stupid to just charge into nothing and let everybody die. And the only reason they did that was so it would be a cool shot of all their swords, their flaming swords going out. And then two episodes later, the Dothraki are back. And it's like, what? Where did the fucking Dothraki come from? Like, you literally said that they all died in that battle. You said that was the end of them. And now they're back because you want them around, I guess? Or, like, it was so fucking sloppy that...
Well, it seems like it was pretty rushed. I mean, lots of, like, water bottles and Starbucks cups showing up in those shots, right? So, obviously, there's not a lot of attention to detail. But, like, ultimately, I mean, I guess, like, my take on it is that, like... The plot does matter to me, and I want a story to wrap up, and I want to experience it the way the creator intended. I want to have a A to B or A to Z shot with it. But at the same time, I don't think that spoiler panic is maybe always warranted, and especially after a certain time limit. Like, you don't necessarily get immune or grant immunity from Citizen Kane spoilers. Like, that's part of being the culture, right? And probably in a year from now, or even less than that, like... Game of Thrones or Avengers spoilers will be just part of the conversation, so you have to deal with that. But it's up to the reader to some extent to be conscious of that and try to step around it, knowing that we live in a culture where that happens.
And you have to, I mean, at some point you just have to decide for yourself, you know. If you want to literally be spoiled on nothing ever, then get off the internet.
Right.
You know, like, choose the things that you care about.
Yeah. Right?
If you're a real big Marvel fan, then obviously set yourself up to not ruin the experience that you want out of those things.
Right.
Right? But chill out on Anna Karenina.
Yeah.
You know? And if you're really into Russian literature and you've read all but one Tolstoy book, maybe don't start Googling that book before you read it. You know?
Yeah. No, I agree. Absolutely. So don't spoil anyone this episode of the podcast. Don't let anyone know how it ends, because we don't want people to be ruined on that.
I think we don't even know how it ends yet.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Well, I think should do either an end to this or a bonus episode attached to this where we just spoil as many things as we possibly can.
Just like a speed round?
Just rattle off endings.
Well, what's the twist for this episode? What's the dramatic twist here? What are we leading to?
Oh, boy.
I was cut out for sure. I'm not sure what you heard in that moment, but it was definitely you did the Hot Butter Popcorn song or something else.
The twist is...
Wait, what? Oh, who?
Yeah, I'm not...
It's not the what, but the how.
Yeah.
Maybe the twist is we publish this drawing.
It's Maggie Simpson.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's a...
What's that? Bats fire.
Supposed to be bats fire sound. It did not sound like that in the slightest. Yak Babies yakking off.
The Yak Babies would like to send an extra thank you to everyone who listens regularly, and especially to those who have supported on Patreon, past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, and William Howard Taft.